And now we go into studio with our Vatican watcher, Joan Lewis, who sat down with Sister Janet Ferns to tell us about something that's out of this world. The Vatican's own observatory in Castel Gandolfo, close to the Pope's summer residence outside Rome.
It's called Specola, actually, in it, the Italian, the Vatican Specola, or the Vatican Observatory. And it's actually the Vatican Observatory is not only one of the most highly respected in the entire world, with special guests coming all throughout the year to Rome, that is to say Castel Gandolfo, or to Tucson, where we have our advanced technology telescope. It's not only highly respected, but it is also one of the oldest astronomical institutes, and it dates back to 1582, when Pope Gregory XIII formed a committee to look at scientific data and ramifications involved in a change of the calendar. We all associate, of course, the Gregorian calendar. We associate that Pope's name with it. And for many, many centuries, astronomy had been called the queen of sciences. And for this reason, it was actually a subject of great interest. All sciences were, but the queen of sciences would naturally be of great interest to the papacy. And when they decided to found an observatory, the first one was right actually in the very heart of the city of Rome, on the Roman College. And the Collegio Romano, as we call it today, the Observatory of Capitoline Hill, and then the Specola Vaticana inside Vatican City, eventually moved to Castel Gandolfo, and eventually, as we said earlier, moved to Tucson, Arizona. Although Castel Gandolfo is considered the headquarters of the observatory. And Pius XII, in inaugurating the new observatory at Castel Gandolfo on September 29th, 1935, even gave it a motto. And I won't read the Latin, but the equivalent is, "Come, let us adore God the Creator." And in his remarks at the time, this almost sounds like a plug for a product, but he said he rejoiced at being present at the new and, might we say, improved Specola Vaticana. That sounds like a soap or something else, right?
But it was a whole new era, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. Astronomy. It was. And then we have made gargantuan leaps between 35 and today with the equipment that they have not only in Castel Gandolfo, but the equipment that they have in Tucson as well. And I know that it was last year that there was the transit of Venus, which I won't go into all the technical details, but I mean, every person in the world, major and minor and amateur astronomer, watched the transit of Venus, and the Vatican telescopes were among the most requested to view this specific event. But if you look at the Vatican over the years, the observatory, you find that Roman pontiffs have always supported it. And interestingly enough, the director, that's what they're called, the director of the Specola, they've always been priest scientists. And for the last 100 years, they have been Jesuits. It's in the hand of Jesuits. And interestingly enough, given the importance of their work, 35 lunar craters bear the names of Jesuit astronomers.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's a very interesting fact, isn't it?
It's an
honor.
Tribute to the Jesuits.
Sure, of course it is. And you could not want to meet a nicer group of people. If you could just go out there someday and kind of shadow them as they work, or watch them teach students, or sit on the terrace and have a morning coffee, or participate in a class. They are the most, this is going to sound crazy, we're talking about outer space, but they're the most down-to-earth people I have ever met. Amazing intellects. The scientific rigor of their studies and their writings and their teachings. And yet they're just wonderful, average people that you could have your morning cappuccino
with.
But
my experience of the Jesuits over many years is that they might have strings of degrees, but the more that somebody is trying to live the Ignatian way of life, the more humble he becomes and the more normal
And that's exactly how you're going to find all of the priests and the brothers at the Specola, if you have the privilege and the pleasure, really, of having spending a day with them. I would wish you could. But when you go out there, you will notice, of course, you will be shown the various laboratories, the classrooms. They have lunar rocks. They have a mini museum in some of the classrooms, and office spaces, and they, you know, obviously are in contact with the whole rest of the world via computer, and then they have visiting professors come, they have visiting students come, who are very often in their university, or sometimes they're doing their doctoral work, and this is going to be their field. They come here with some of the world's best for a summer course.
Well, presumably they've got some involvement in all the various projects that are going on internationally in outer space.
Absolutely. And their writings, I mean, my word, you know, you'd need an entire shelf in the Vatican Library, I think, just to put their the titles of the works of each one of the individuals, of each one of the Jesuits that we've mentioned. So the facilities, it is the headquarters, Casa Gandolfo, and the facilities are wonderful. And just ask Father Coyne or some of the others if you can see some of the rare books too, and that with great pleasure they take them out of very wonderful cases and everything else to protect them. But they have original works by Copernicus and Galileo, yes, and Newton.
They're world treasures.
Oh, and their eyes just light up when they show them to you, and you know you're not the first person to have seen them, but their eyes totally light up when they talk about this, or you just ask to see them, and it's always the right question to ask to see one of these, you know, works of art. And there's a wonderful dining room for the guest students. It's a very, very beautiful place. But again, as we referred to earlier, the really advanced technology, it's called the Vatican Advanced Technology Telescope, VATT. That is in Tucson, and it's actually on Emerald Peak at a height of 3,200 meters in the Mount Graham mountain chain, and that's northeast of Tucson. And this particular telescope became operative in 1993, and they have an amazing number of requests of people who do come in to use this because of the advanced technology, but the seriousness of the people, you know, running this. And this technique is very interesting because this advanced technology, it seems like technology would always be advancing. Why would it have that word in its name? But the telescope was made by using a rotating furnace, which shortened the construction time of the telescope, because normally that can be very long, and it offered a mirror that was much lighter in weight than its predecessors. And this method of making mirrors, and it was the Vatican that began this technology. Oh, yes, we were the first ones to do it. And this has been used with great success ever since. So our advanced technology has been passed on to the world of astronomers.
And thanks there to Joan Lewis and Sister Janet Ferns for that. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy McClure.